Will she ask you if you understand French?
Est-ce que vous comprenez le français?
Tell her that you understand a little.
Je comprends un peu.
How does she ask you if you're American?
Est-ce que vous êtes américain?
Tell her, yes, ma'am.
Oui, madame.
Answer her next two questions.
Est-ce que vous comprenez l'anglais?
Oui, je comprends l'anglais.
She'll ask you another question. Answer it using the expression, a little.
Est-ce que vous comprenez le français?
Un peu. Je comprends un peu le français.
And that's true. Now you do understand French a little. Don't be concerned if you've not made every response correctly. All that you've learned here will be reviewed in future units. If you've mastered about 80% of the material in this lesson, you're ready to move on to the next. Otherwise, you should invest another half hour or so in doing this unit over again. And now a word about reading. Reading is a critical part of learning and understanding a new language, but it may be for different reasons than you think. If you're like most people, you learn to speak your native language well before you learn to read it. You learn reading later, and it is a different language skill which uses a different part of your brain. The symbols you see on a page, the alphabet, are a sort of shorthand for the sounds they represent. Inside those sounds is where meaning actually lives. Not only is reading a piece of a language puzzle, learning to read also gives you a chance to learn a language from a different direction than how you are learning to speak in the audio lessons. This combination approach will help you build a solid bridge toward fluency. You'll be able to isolate sounds in the spoken language that you couldn't quite catch through listening alone. And you'll begin to notice patterns in words within the language that will help you create a web of understanding in your mind. This is the natural progression Dr. Pimsleur followed in all of his language courses. By the end of Unit 2, you'll have acquired some of the sounds of your new language, and the reading lessons begin. Our approach is systematic. We'll walk you through the sounds of the alphabet, and you'll learn how to pronounce letters that look like English letters, but sound very different from what you are used to, and in some cases, letters which are totally new to you. You'll also learn the impact that a symbol, accent, or stress has on pronunciation. You won't find a list of the words or sentences taught in the audio lessons, but instead we'll take you to the source, sounds of individual letters and letter combinations, and you'll learn how these sounds play out in words and sentences. Don't be afraid to push yourself with your pronunciation and accent. Be dramatic and have fun. The closer you can get to the native speaker's pronunciation, the more authentic your experience will be and the better you'll remember. Eventually, when you've mastered the sound system, you'll be able to sound out words on sight and then read for meaning. By the end of the first 30 lessons, you will be reading at the same level as you are speaking. You'll find a reading lesson at the end of each of the rest of the audio lessons in this course, starting with Unit 2. This is the end of Unit 1 and the end of today's lesson. Pimsleur courses work most effectively when the units are done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This is Unit 2 of Pimsleur's French 1. Listen to this conversation.
Excusez-moi, est-ce que vous comprenez le français?
Un peu.
Est-ce que vous êtes américain?
Oui. Est-ce que vous comprenez l'anglais?
Non, je ne comprends pas l'anglais.
Listen again.
Excusez-moi, est-ce que vous comprenez le français?
Un peu.
Est-ce que vous êtes américain?
Oui. Est-ce que vous comprenez l'anglais?
Non, je ne comprends pas l'anglais.
Say English in French.
L'anglais. L'anglais.
Say French, meaning the French language.
Le français. Le français.
Say, I understand.
Je comprends. Je comprends.
And now say, I understand French.
Je comprends le français.
Notice that although you are saying
le français,
the word
le
is very lightly pronounced. Listen again.
Je comprends le français. Je comprends le français.
The
le
sound is just sort of tacked on to the previous word. Now practice pronouncing it after the French speaker.
Je comprends le français. Prends-le. Prends-le. Je comprends le français. Je comprends le français.
Say that you understand French.
Je comprends le français. Je comprends le français.
A little.
Un peu.
Now say that you understand French a little.
Je comprends un peu le français. Je comprends un peu le français.
Imagine you want to start a conversation with a French woman. Say, excuse me.
Excusez-moi.
How do you ask? Do you understand?
Est-ce que vous comprenez? Est-ce que vous comprenez?
Do you understand French?
Est-ce que vous comprenez le français?
Now ask, do you understand English?
Est-ce que vous comprenez l'anglais?
The woman says, no.
Non. Non.
I don't understand.
Je ne comprends pas. Je ne comprends pas.
Here, notice how the N sound in
jeune
is also very slight. In casual conversation, it may even disappear altogether. Listen and repeat.
Je ne comprends pas. Je comprends pas.
For now, we'll keep the slight sound. Say, I don't understand English.
Je ne comprends pas l'anglais. Je ne comprends pas l'anglais.
And now say, I don't understand French.
Je ne comprends pas le français. Le français.
Keep paying attention to those slight sounds. Repeat again after the speaker.
Je ne comprends pas le français. Je ne comprends pas le français.
And how would you say, I understand a little?
Je comprends un peu. Je comprends un peu.
Say again, I don't understand French.
Je ne comprends pas le français. Je ne comprends pas le français.
She says, I understand English.
Je comprends l'anglais. Je comprends l'anglais.
I understand English a little.
Je comprends un peu l'anglais. L'anglais. Un peu l'anglais. Je comprends un peu l'anglais.
How does she say, you are?
Vous êtes. Vous êtes.
You are American.
Vous êtes américain. Vous êtes américain.
Now she asks, are you American?
Est-ce que vous êtes américain? Est-ce que vous êtes américain?
Say, yes, ma'am.
Oui, madame. Oui, madame.
How do you say sir or mister?
Monsieur.
She says, no, sir.
Non, monsieur. Non, monsieur.
Say, ma'am.
Madame.
Note that you may still hear
mademoiselle,
addressed to young or unmarried women, but that word is quickly disappearing in favor of the more inclusive
madame.
Say, excuse me, ma'am.
Excusez-moi, madame.
Say, I understand French.
Je comprends le français.
Add a little.
Un peu. Un peu.
Say, I understand French a little.
Je comprends un peu le français. Je comprends un peu le français.
She asks again, are you American?
Est-ce que vous êtes américain? Vous êtes. Est-ce que vous êtes américain?
How would she say, yes, you're American?
Oui, vous êtes américain. Vous êtes américain.
You understand English.
Vous comprenez l'anglais.
Say, you understand.
Vous comprenez.
Now ask, do you understand?
Est-ce que vous comprenez?
Do you understand English?
Est-ce que vous comprenez l'anglais? Est-ce que vous comprenez l'anglais?
She answers, no, sir.
Non, monsieur. Non, monsieur.
I don't understand.
Je ne comprends pas. Je ne comprends pas.
Here is how the French say hello, good morning, or hi. Just listen.
Bonjour.
This literally means good day. First, the word good. Listen and repeat.
Bon. Bon. Bon.
Now the word day.
Jour. 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 Bonjour. Bonjour.
Say hello, ma'am.
Bonjour, madame. Bonjour, madame.
She replies, Good morning, sir.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Now you want to ask her how she is, or if she's well. Just listen.
Vous allez bien? Vous allez bien?
Notice that even though
est-ce que
is often used, it is not always needed in order to ask a question in French. Your intonation alone can also make it clear you're asking a question. In that case, the tone is a bit more casual. Listen again.
Vous allez bien?
For Are you well? The French ask, you go well? So here is how to say, you go. Listen and repeat.
Vous allez. 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 Vous. Vous allez. Vous allez.
Did you notice the
z
sound linking the words as you hear in
Vous êtes.
These linking sounds called
liaison
occur frequently in French. Say again, you go.
Vous allez. Vous allez.
Now the word well. Listen and repeat.
Bien. Bien. Bien.
Now ask. Casually, are you well?
Vous allez bien? Vous allez bien?
Say, good morning, ma'am.
Bonjour, madame.
Ask her casually, are you well?
Vous allez bien?
Her answer is, very well, thanks. Just listen.
Très bien, merci.
Practice the word, thanks.
Merci. Si. Mère. Merci. Merci.
And now the word, very.
Très. Très. Très.
How does she say, very well, thanks?
Très bien, merci. Très bien, merci.
She says, good morning, sir.
Bonjour, monsieur. Monsieur.
Answer, good morning, ma'am.
Bonjour, madame. Madame.
She asks, are you well?
Vous allez bien? Vous allez bien, monsieur?
How would she ask this using
est-ce que?
Est-ce que vous allez bien? Est-ce que vous allez bien?
Remember, both ways of asking a question are correct, but we'll cue casually as a hint to use just intonation to ask a question. Now answer, very well, thanks.
Très bien, merci. Très bien, merci.
Say, very well, ma'am.
Très bien, madame.
I'm well. Listen and repeat.
Je vais bien. Vais. Vais. Je vais. Je vais bien.
How do you say I go or I am?
Je vais. Je vais.
She asks again, casually, Are you well?
Vous allez bien? Vous allez bien?
Answer, Very well, thanks.
Très bien, merci. Très bien, merci.
I'm well.
Je vais bien. Je vais bien.
Here's how to say goodbye in French. Listen and repeat.
Au revoir. Voir. Revoir. Oh. Au revoir. Au revoir.
Try to make your pronunciation match the speaker's. Say goodbye.
Au revoir. Au revoir.
And how do you say hello?
Bonjour.
How does she say hello, sir?
Bonjour, monsieur. Bonjour, monsieur.
And how does she say goodbye?
Au revoir.
How does she ask, are you well?
Est-ce que vous allez bien? Vous allez bien?
Say, very well, ma'am.
Très bien, madame. Très bien, madame.
Thank her.
Merci.
Say, I'm well, thanks.
Je vais bien, merci. Je vais bien, merci.
Now say goodbye.
Au revoir. Au revoir.
How does she say, I don't understand?
Je ne comprends pas. Je ne comprends pas.
Say good morning, ma'am.
Bonjour, madame. Bonjour, madame.
Good morning, sir.
Bonjour, monsieur.
How does she ask, are you American?
Est-ce que vous êtes américain?
And how would she ask that a bit more casually?
Vous êtes américain? Vous êtes américain?
Say, no, ma'am.
Non, madame.
Say, goodbye.
Au revoir. Au revoir.
She says, I don't understand.
Je ne comprends pas. Je ne comprends pas.
Now she asks, do you understand French?
Est-ce que vous comprenez le français? Vous comprenez le français?
Yes, ma'am.
Oui, madame.
I understand French.
Je comprends le français.
I understand French a little.
Je comprends un peu le français. Je comprends un peu le français.
Say goodbye, ma'am.
Au revoir, madame. Au revoir, madame.
Goodbye, sir.
Au revoir, monsieur.
Do you remember how to say, excuse me, ma'am?
Excusez-moi, madame. Excusez-moi, madame.
Ask her if she understands.
Est-ce que vous comprenez? Vous comprenez, madame?
Oui, monsieur, je comprends.
Now try to say, ah, you understand French.
Ah, vous comprenez le français. Ah, vous comprenez le français.
Say, very well.
Très bien. Très bien.
Now ask her casually if she's well.
Vous allez bien, madame? Vous allez bien?
She says, very well, sir, thank you.
Très bien, monsieur, merci. Très bien, monsieur, merci.
I'm well.
Je vais bien. Je vais bien.
Say, excuse me.
Excusez-moi.
Tell her that you don't understand.
Je ne comprends pas. Je ne comprends pas, madame.
How would she ask you if you understand English?
Est-ce que vous comprenez l'anglais? Vous comprenez l'anglais?
Tell her, yes, I understand English.
Oui, je comprends l'anglais.
Now she asks, do you understand French?
Est-ce que vous comprenez le français? Vous comprenez le français?
Tell her that, yes, you understand French.
Oui, je comprends le français.
Tell her that you understand French a little.
Je comprends un peu le français. Un peu.
Here's how you might say, not very well. Listen and repeat.
Pas très bien. Pas très bien.
Say, I understand French a little.
Je comprends un peu le français.
Not very well.
Pas très bien.
How does she say that she understands English a little?
Je comprends un peu l'anglais. Je comprends un peu l'anglais.
Not very well.
Pas très bien. Pas très bien.
Now she says, I don't understand.
Je ne comprends pas.
How would she say, I don't understand very well?
Je ne comprends pas très bien. Pas très bien. Je ne comprends pas très bien.
She adds, you understand French.
Vous comprenez le français. Vous comprenez le français.
Say, a little.
Un peu.
I understand French a little.
Je comprends un peu le français.
Now she tells you, I don't understand English.
Je ne comprends pas l'anglais. Je ne comprends pas l'anglais.
She adds, I understand English a little.
Je comprends un peu l'anglais.
I don't understand very well.
Je ne comprends pas très bien. Je ne comprends pas très bien.
She says again, not very well.
Pas très bien.
Now say goodbye.
Au revoir.
Goodbye.
Au revoir.
Let's try a conversation in French. Let's assume that the person you're speaking to is a woman. Answer her when she talks to you.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Bonjour, madame.
Vous allez bien, monsieur?
Très bien, merci. Je vais bien, merci.
Est-ce que vous êtes américain?
Oui. Oui, madame.
Est-ce que vous comprenez le français?
Un peu. Je comprends un peu le français.
Vous comprenez très bien.
Pas très bien. Merci, madame.
Au revoir, monsieur.
Au revoir, madame.
Let's try this conversation one more time.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Bonjour, madame.
Vous allez bien, monsieur?
Très bien, merci.
Vous êtes américain?
Oui.
Vous comprenez le français?
Un peu. Je comprends un peu le français.
Vous comprenez très bien.
Pas très bien. Merci, madame.
Au revoir, monsieur.
Au revoir, madame.
Starting with this unit, each unit will contain some practice in reading French. You can do the reading lessons along with the units, or you can do them after completing all of the spoken lessons, when you will have a familiarity with the sounds of French. The reading lessons will be found at the end of each unit and also combined at the end of the course. You'll be introduced to the French alphabet, the sound system of the language as represented in writing. Because both English and French use the Latin alphabet, it's easy to mistake one sound system for the other. In order to read French like a native, you need to learn the French sounds for the alphabet. Translations are provided on the reverse pages of the reading booklet. We recommend that you do the readings first, without looking at the translations, learning how to pronounce the words and sentences using French sounds. Later, you may want to refer to the translations. You are encouraged to repeat each lesson as often as necessary in order to familiarize yourself with the sounds of the letters. To begin, you will need your reading booklet. You will find the booklet downloaded with the course as a PDF file. Open your booklet to Lesson 2. Look at the first word. Listen to the speaker pronounce it.
Non.
Repeat it aloud after him. Always repeat aloud after the speaker.
Non. Non.
Now you pronounce word 2.
Bon.
Try word 3, which has the same end sound.
Pont.
Notice the final T of word 3 is not pronounced at all. It's just as though it weren't there. Read 3 again.
Pont.
Try word 4.
Bonbon. Bonbon.
Word 5.
Fond.
Try word 6, which also has the same end sound.
Long.
Try word 7.
Long.
Words 6 and 7 are pronounced identically. As you see, there may be more than one final consonant remaining unpronounced. Read word 7 again.
Long.
Word 8.
Blond. Blond.
Look at word 9. Listen and repeat as the speaker pronounces it.
Pain. Pain.
You pronounce word 10.
Vin.
Try word 11, which has the same end sound.
Vin.
Words 10 and 11 are pronounced identically. Try word 12.
Saint.
Listen and repeat word 13.
Fin. Fin.
As you see, it doesn't make any difference whether the combination of letters is A-I-N or A-I-M. They're pronounced in either case. Try word 14.
Pain.
15.
Bain.
16.
Fin.
17.
Lin.
18.
Ton.
19.
Rond.
20.
Tin.
This is the end of Unit 2 and the end of today's lesson. Pimsleur courses work most effectively when the units are done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This is Unit 3 of Pimsleur's French 1. Listen to this conversation.
Bonjour, monsieur. Vous allez bien?
Je vais très bien, madame. Merci.
Ah, vous comprenez le français?
Oui, un peu. Pas très bien.
Vous êtes américain, monsieur?
Oui.
Mais vous comprenez très bien le français.
In the last sentence, you heard the word
mais,
which means but. Listen to the conversation again.
Bonjour, monsieur. Vous allez bien?
Je vais très bien, madame. Merci.
Ah, vous comprenez le français?
Oui, un peu. Pas très bien.
Vous êtes américain, monsieur?
Oui.
Mais vous comprenez très bien le français.
What is the name of the French language in French?
Le français. Le français.
Say, I understand.
Je comprends.
Say, I understand French.
Je comprends le français. Je comprends le français.
Now say a little.
Un peu.
Say, I understand a little.
Je comprends un peu.
I understand French a little.
Je comprends un peu le français. Je comprends un peu le français.
Suppose you're an American woman. A man just said something to you in French and you didn't understand what he said. How would you tell him that you don't understand?
Je ne comprends pas. Je ne comprends pas.
You might add, excuse me.
Excusez-moi. Excusez-moi.
Say goodbye.
Au revoir.
How does he ask casually, how are you, or are you well?
Vous allez bien? Vous. Vous allez bien, madame?
Did you hear the linking sound or liaison between the first two words? He asks again casually, are you well?
Vous allez bien?
Do you remember what this means literally? It means, you go well? Now answer, very well, thanks.
Très bien, merci. Très bien, merci.
How do you say, I go well, or I'm well?
Je vais bien. Je vais bien.
How do you say hello in French?
Bonjour. Bonjour.
And how do you say goodbye?
Au revoir. Au revoir.
He says, good morning, ma'am.
Bonjour, madame.
He adds, thank you, ma'am.
Merci, madame. Merci, madame.
How do you say goodbye, sir?
Au revoir, monsieur.
Now ask him casually, are you well?
Vous allez bien? Vous allez bien?
How would he reply, no, not very well?
Non, pas très bien. Pas très bien.
And how does he add, I am not very well?
Je ne vais pas très bien. Je ne vais pas très bien.
Ask, do you understand French?
Est-ce que vous comprenez le français? Vous comprenez le français?
How would he say that he doesn't understand French?
Je ne comprends pas le français.
You disagree, so he says, I understand French a little.
Je comprends un peu le français. Un peu.
Now ask, are you American, sir?
Est-ce que vous êtes américain, monsieur? Vous êtes américain?
That is how you would ask a man if he's American. Now listen to how to ask a woman the same question.
Vous êtes américaine?
Practice the feminine form of the word American. Listen and repeat.
Américaine. Ken. Ken. Américaine. Américaine.
Now practice distinguishing between the masculine and feminine forms. Listen and repeat the two endings.
Qu'un, qu'en. Qu'un, qu'en. Qu'un, qu'en.